Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Today's bird note takes us to the U.S. West and profiles a bird that delights many who hike the region's canyons. Here's Mary McCann.
A torrent of shrill notes ricochets off the sheer stone walls of a western canyon. A pair of white-throated swifts careens by at high speed, revealing boldly patterned bodies. They twist and turn, sailing through the air on black scimitar-shaped wings spanning 15 inches. Dashing headlong across the canyon toward an unyielding wall, the birds disappear at the last second into a slender crevice. This swift is aptly named, and doubly so. Flying at tremendous speed, the white-throated swift is indeed swift, among the fastest of all birds. And its lyrical scientific name suits it perfectly, Aeronautes saxatalis, sailor of the air who dwells in the rocks. Swifts leave the air only to nest or roost in a cavity. You'll never see one perched. They do everything else while airborne. Ornithologist Percy Taverner said of them, when mating, a pair meet high in the air, cling together as though embracing for a moment, drop down hundreds of feet, then separate and catch themselves on their wings.
Mary McCann of Bird Note. For some great photos, swoop over to our website, loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, the health effects of the Deepwater oil disaster.
I worked 60 days on the front line for BP out here. I'm sick today. Nobody wants to take care of me.
We are very, very ill. And there's a very good chance now that I won't get to see my grandbabies.
Many sick Gulf residents blame the BP oil spill for their symptoms. Next time on Living on Earth.